Hello, and welcome to Pokedex Pathfinders, where we explore the Pokedex at a leisurely pace. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
On today's episode, we talk about numbers 109 and 110, the Koffing family.
And we discuss Galarian Weezing in Viva la Evolution.
Let's get to it. So, bit of new news for everybody. We started a Discord server. It is Pokedex Pathfinders Pod Discussion. It's new. It's exciting. It's revolutionary. It's probably none of those things. It is.
This
new,
is your chance to get in at the ground level and really be a part of this grassroots operation.
Yeah, we're just hoping to get the community of fans of Pokemon and the fans of the podcast on there talking about anything you want.
Anything Pokemon-related, 90s. Oh, okay. It could be any sort of SpongeBob King of the Hill parody that you'd like.
Tell us your favorite thing that we reference way too much.
Or just throw a spicy meme in there. Everybody loves that.
But we'd love a place to hear all your fan theories. It doesn't even necessarily have to pertain to the podcast. Just hop on in there and find some like-minded people who like Pokemans. Speaking of Pokemans, number 109. It is Koffing. It is the poison gas Pokemon, and it is poison type. This family. This is our final poison type of Gen 1.
Oh my god, I didn't even realize, or I would have said to do a poison type ranking. Oh, I dropped the ball
well,
on
we'll
that.
We'll have to put a poison pin in that one for a different episode.
We certainly will.
It is, it's kind of nice to be done with, you know, Gen 1's favorite type.
How many were there, 60?
Yeah, so we're on 109, so I'm going to guess there was about 108.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I will say it's kind of fitting that the final family is just a bunch of poison whoopee cushions.
Yeah, very poisonous. Definitely super poisonous. It's the last, well, it's actually not the last member. It's a member of the Pollution Trio, which was originally a duo, so this would have been the second member of the trio at the time, paired with Grimer and Trubbish.
I guess they did intend to do that. I always think of, like, Koffing family and the Muck family at the same time. Or Grimer family, whatever you want to call it.
Either way. But yeah, I think of them both. I mean, it's just air pollution, and I guess I considered it land pollution at the time, but it was definitely meant to be ocean pollution. I don't know,
pollution. No, shouldn't we put Galarian Cursola or whatever it's called, the one that's like dead coral?
Hell yeah, so we have a quartet.
Yeah, hell yeah,
we have
dead coral.
Pollution quartet.
Ooh.
Isn't that
That's my
nice?
Favorite. that always sounds so nice, listening to a nice pollution quartet.
Yes. No, I mean, very sad Pokemon, but very cool.
So, getting into some bio information. It smells bad, it's extremely toxic, and it explodes. So, we've kind of hit with our final poison type the worst Pokemon that we've pathfindered so far.
Yeah, this thing is dangerous on so many different levels. I was researching it, and apparently the shape is based off of naval mines, so that's pretty cool, and that's, I guess, why it explodes.
Did you ever feel a resemblance to that in the past?
No, I just thought it was stinky balloons. You know, I really just thought it was a balloon only.
I don't know if I buy this whole naval mine thing. I mean,
when I looked,
it
definitely
have the shape.
It looks like it. It has spikes, but I guess it is just a ball with spikes. So I guess that's kind of where it stops. It's just that they also explode. But
what kind of material do you think this thing is?
This, I could have sworn.
Like, what does it feel like?
I could have sworn that I read this somewhere, but I guess I also made it up, that this to me is a balloon. It's a thick balloon. Like, if you were to pluck at it, I think that it would feel like rubber.
I also always thought that it would have, like, I would describe it as, like, if a balloon had goosebumps.
Ew.
Or, like, yeah, the texture of, like, a bumpy basketball. Like a bumpy basketball on a balloon.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I thought of this as a little bit more leathery, and I thought of it more as skin, which is kind of gross. But at this point, I would say definitely more rubbery.
I got three. What was the thing from Doctor Who that was like the stretched out piece of skin that was like, moisturize me?
I was, unfortunately, I'm not well-versed in Doctor Who, but that does sound pretty gross.
I don't think I've ever, like, actually watched an episode of Doctor Who.
I watched
in my
life, an episode
but
or two. I know about the Daleks, the robot guys.
Wait.
I think that's what they're called.
No, dude, I think that's
getting my references crossed.
Oh, you know what? No, I'm thinking of the...
No, I was right.
Battlestar Galactica. What's the bad guys from that one? They're called, like, the cyborgs or something. No, that's not right.
I'm too deep into this Doctor Who wiki at this point. I can't
anyway,
back
so
out.
Star Trek. No, I have three Pokedex entries that I want to read to All reference right. the or snippets of the Pokedex entry to reference the feeling of the body. Whenever you just got to rub up on a coffee.
Let's get that feel.
Gold describes it as a thin, filmy body. Fire Red describes it as balloon-like. Could that be texture? Could that be shape? I don't know. Emerald states that you can observe the toxic gases inside through its thin skin.
There's so much to unpack. I don't even know where to begin. But yeah, with Fire Red, I did take that as... I never thought of that as texture when I was a kid. I just always thought they meant like you could literally inflate a coughing and maybe it could get even larger the more stink there is in there.
And then when your friend accidentally sits on it...
well, it all comes flying out, of course.
Do you think when the gases come out, it makes a fart sound?
It should. If it doesn't, okay. It's a disservice to this Pokemon.
But, yeah.
Coughing deserves to have a little fart come out.
I mean, how is it, like, purpley rubbery? But I guess, like, if I shine a light behind it, can I start doing hand puppets through this thing?
I was so baffled by the Emerald Dex. I have that one down, so I got to read the whole thing. That this was insane to me. Getting up close to a coughing will give you a chance to observe through its thin skin the toxic gases swirling inside. It blows up at the slightest stimulation. First of all, nice.
You and me both.
Oh. Second, I would have never thought that this was... transparent. I don't think this is ever represented in anything.
No.
And also, who's even getting that close? You'd have to have no sense of smell to want to get that close.
And they smell bad, they're toxic, and it might explode at any time.
You might pass out. Your eyes are tearing up. It's not great.
I have further questions. Actually, I mostly just have questions about this thing. No answers.
Questions.
Which typically is my favorite thing
this
about
is a curveball.
Pokemon, but
yeah.
What are the internal body systems like for this poke? Where are they located?
That
are
is
they
the biggest enigma of this, because it has to be simply something that converts matter into farts. There has to be nothing else.
But it's taking in the exterior pollution and turning that into farts. The thing's got to eat. It turned into a question halfway through. Is there a small pocket inside when the rest is inflated? Or is it like... is there a nervous system and a digestive tract that runs around in the thin film of the outside? Like,
I don't know if I'm willing to go that far on it.
Sound
I don't
like
think
the reverse of an exoskeleton.
It's got an endoskeleton.
No, otherwise known as a skeleton.
No, there's no way it has like that much stuff in it. I mean, it's got eyes and it has a mouth, so it's got to have something that those connect to.
All right, so it has a nervous system and a digestive tract.
But it's nothing but a fart machine.
All right, a nervous system, I feel like we can write off as, all right, it's not a bony fish, you know, it's going to just have...
It's got a jellyfish structure
around the film of the outside. All right, I can believe that. Like a bat's wing.
It could have veins in that balloon area.
It's also got to have... maybe there's just like a tiny little stomach behind the mouth and it just converts everything into farts.
Yeah, a pure fart organ that must be studied.
Converts everything into ghastlies.
All right, I'm into that. Yeah, it's a little ghastly factory.
I mean, it's got like the little cloud around it. It's got the face on the ball. Is this just great value ghastly?
This is just ghastly if you blow the gas away.
And now it's a golfing.
Yep, and there he is. No, it makes me think of, you know, the Marvel villain MODOK, the... mobile organism designed only for killing. It's just kind of a face with little baby arms.
No.
Well,
is that from a movie?
From the
comics.
It's now in the movies. It's kind of weird in the movies, but it's from the comics.
I know for a fact it's post Endgame because I have no idea what you're talking
about. Yes, it is in the third Ant-Man, I guess. So we're pretty deep down the B list here, but no, the only reason I bring it up is because coughing is basically that. It's just this ultimately optimized being, except instead of for killing, it is only for farting.
I'm so jealous and can only hope to one day be on its level.
A true aspiration.
As a father now, it is...
it is your job to be
something I strive for is to, you know, just be a coughing at all times to my daughter.
It's not just farts. It does also do trash.
It also mows the lawn and takes out the trash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does it all. Coughing's been known to to throw a couple burgers on the grill sometimes, you know? Crack a cold one.
All right. I kind of want to hang out with Coughing now.
Yeah, no, Coughing's a pretty cool dude. No, but I'm trying to do a terrible segue into talking about trash, a la the Trash Man, because... because Sword Deck states, its body is full of poisonous gas. It floats into garbage dumps, seeking out the fumes of raw, rotting trash.
It is the Trash Man.
It is the Trash Man. He seeks out trash, eats trash, stands and in the ring, he's eating garbage.
I was going to say, it's throwing trash everywhere, basically. It's
throwing trash. And then he eats it and turns it into a worse smell.
I do think they really latched onto that pollution theme in Galar. I think that Coughing and creating a Galarian version of it was actually a really good choice for that and Corsola or Cursola, whatever it's called. Like, I don't know. I thought it was a good fit.
For sure. I'll talk about it later in the segment, but they gave it the perfect backdrop for a different form. That was a really good spot to do this.
I have one last question that I thought of from a biological standpoint, and that is, if a Coughing let out all of its gases, does it shrink down completely?
Yeah, it would be like a teeny tiny Coughing. It would be like a little deflated balloon Coughing.
You ever draw on a face on an inflated balloon and then you deflate it and it's like comically small?
Yeah. Yes, I feel like that's something everybody has to do at least once.
Or does it just die?
I would hope that they don't all just die. I mean, I guess that was the case with Voltorb, that it was just exploding all the time. So it's probably the case with these, but I'd rather to think that they just comically fly away like a deflating stinky balloon.
I kind of looked up, this applies for Coughing and Wheezing. I wanted to see if there's any real world analogous animals that have like a gas internal sac or whatever.
Problem.
Yeah, pretty much. Any farting animals out there. The closest thing I could come up with, the Portuguese man of war jellyfish, the top of it actually is a gas sac that it can alter the inflation of to like float differently, but I feel like that was a bit of a stretch.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say skunks use stink as a defense mechanism, but I guess that's more of a liquid. Yeah. Liquid stink. It's a different category altogether.
Got some of that liquid stink too.
Yeah, that's perfect. I have one more dex that I have to bring up because this is clearly just from a kid that saw something horrible happen.
Oh boy.
So Yellow Deck states, in hot places, its internal gases could expand and explode without any warning. Be very careful.
So someone left their Coughing in the car.
And he went, oh my God.
This is, they have to do PSA. This is horrible. I should not say that. They have to, it's not the baby in the car PSAs. They have to do the Coughing in the car PSAs in the
Roll your window down. No, it's like those memes from Reddit where it shows the cat with the windows up, but there's a note saying, don't worry, the AC is on. They're playing his favorite music. It's like, Coughing, don't worry, Coughing has AC.
Don't worry.
There's trash in there.
Thoroughly hotboxed the car and farted it up.
The
before.
Car is full of farts and trash. Don't you worry.
All right, well, let's talk about some game data a little bit then.
For once, I am going to bring up breeding pairs because it seems like, and I want you to look at,
I don't think I even looked at them.
I just want you to look because it seems like there is really only one qualification to breed with Coughing, and it's just being a purple Pokemon.
God damn, you're right.
Just mix the purples together and we're good.
Is Coughing really racist?
Oh God, I wasn't even going to go there. God damn.
I mean,
yes, I suppose so. Yeah, Coughing, you're on notice.
Branch out from the purple. All shades of Pokemans are beautiful. Come on.
Come on. It's 1996. Get with the times.
The sprite for red and blue. Did you notice the skull and the crossbones are above it?
I thought that was weird. It's very cool to see it from that direction because it looks much more sinister that he's kind of peeking from below. I don't know what is going on, but it makes it much more sneaky looking.
Where do you think in the design process they decided to switch it? Because, I mean, theoretically, I guess red and green actually would have been... The sprites are right side up for that, and they probably would have been drawing the cards based off that guy.
Maybe at first it's just that it didn't have a fixed face. Like, the face could have been anywhere.
I was just thinking the same thing. Or is it... Or were there skull and crossbones all over it?
I love the skull and crossbones in red and blue, though. You actually get a real... Like, you get the two eyes on it and everything
before
it becomes
like the
simplified where it kind of looks like drumsticks in the next one.
Careful. This Pokemon may have chicken.
Oh, I meant like rocking out, but yeah.
Oh.
Not bones, drumsticks.
I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah. Sorry to say. Yeah, all that talk about stinky trash really works up an appetite.
It's making me hungry. I kind of prefer the color of the shiny.
The shiny is really good, and especially Gen 2 shinies look a little different from the other shinies, but the Gen 2 is awesome. But when it becomes kind of bluish green and then has purple smoke, that's very cool.
Yeah, I actually really like that.
Because purple smoke is usually, I don't know, like a mystical energy going on. It's not usually just stink like the yellow gas.
You mean it's crazy purple knockout gas?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Any other game data, or did you want to share some anime info?
There's a lot of anime stuff, but I have to say first, and this will lead right into the anime stuff, that you can find this in the Pokemon Mansion in Red and Blue, but you cannot find this Pokemon in Yellow, and that is because Team Rocket has one, and we know that Yellow is, you know, kind of based all off the anime.
Yeah, you don't want to be getting those bad guy pokes.
You literally cannot get a bad guy poke. You have to trade for them.
Wait, can't you get an Ekans and an Arbok?
No.
Really?
Nope. No Ekans and no Meowth.
I am sure that you told me about that during those episodes.
I may not have known then, and I'm just putting like a shot out in the dark now. Just like confidently saying that.
I will give you the benefit of the doubt and say it's probably more likely that you stated that.
It's been a while.
10 minutes after you told me that, it all left my brain.
Scarlet and Violet, you can find it in the DLC, and it's obviously all over Sword and Shield because they have to pump that new typing.
Big Poke forcing coughing down your throat.
It's Big Poke's agenda. Speaking of evil, if I could bring up the anime.
Is the coughing, are you about to blast off at the speed of light?
I am, because coughing is prepared to fight. Coughing is one of the main Pokemon of the entire series. It's obviously one of the main, the right-hand poke of Team Rocket.
That's so weird.
It's very strange. It's James' signature Pokemon. And unfortunately, Koffing does get beat up by Pikachu in essentially every episode. It debuts
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you need somebody to beat up every time. So unfortunately,
well, not only that, I mean, it's I don't know. I feel like a Koffing would be weak to a Pikachu.
Yeah, it's kind of weak in general, so you could see it, you know, just kind of being a punching bag. It's got the skull and crossbones, but
the classic punching whoopee bag.
Yeah, exactly. Put in a few reps on the whoopee cushion.
Dude, I'm completely picturing, like, those guys that are, like, really good at doing the speed bag.
Yeah, except for the whoopee cushion. It's got good flow going there.
Smells terrible. You know you're getting a good workout.
All right. Well, it debuts in episode 2, Pokemon Emergency. This is it's a pretty sweet episode. And the episodes, I feel like, were more severe early on, which was kind of cool. Obviously, Team Rocket debuts in this episode. The episode starts off with Officer Jenny making an announcement that Pokemon poachers are in the area. And Ash runs up to her with Pikachu in his arms to take him to the Pokemon Center because he's knocked out right now. Misty shows up since Ash destroyed her bike in the first episode. Team Rocket crashes through the roof and has Koffing do a smoke screen, so it fills the air like a smoke bomb, you know, and we see that gag throughout the show. The power gets knocked out, and Nurse Joy has to use their backup system, which is Pika Power, which is Pikachu's on a treadmill running in a circle.
That
very efficient.
Horrible. Oh my god, that's where they got the entire idea for Power World from.
Yep, it's pokes with jobs. And but luckily they come in handy because Ash and Misty try to fight Team Rocket, but they fail because Ash has no Pokemon and Misty only has a Goldeen at this time. So those Pikachu on the treadmill use Thunder, which combines with coughing smoke, cause an explosion, and send Team Rocket blasting off for the very first time.
Just dawned on me that somehow we still haven't talked about Goldeen.
Don't you worry, we're saving that.
Yeah, like of all pokes, man, that's a...
Yeah, we're going to get one of the most sweet Pokemon, but I won't get too far ahead.
Save it. We gotta finish talking about Goldeen.
Yeah, the Pikachu bail them out. I'm sure that in this episode, Team Rocket just says, we are blasting off. I'm sure they don't say... We're blasting off again, so that's probably the only time we hear that.
Doesn't Koga use a coughing as like a smoke screen?
I'm trying to think, because coughing, I mean, he has coughing in the games, definitely has it in the manga. He uses Voltorbs as tricks in the show, but now I'm blanking if he used them in the show also. Maybe not, since it would have been stealing the thunder of Coughing, the character on the show.
Koga's such a goddamn mall ninja.
I always thought Koga was so cool. I thought ninjas were really cool in general.
ninjas are cool, but mall ninjas. I got two last thoughts I wanted to share for Coughing before we finish it up with some cards. One, retrospect, kind of feels like a proto-poke for Drifloon and Munna.
Yeah, definitely for Drifloon. I feel like we've seen a few of these now where we take an example of something that was somewhat vague at first, like a balloon or something, and then we just really, really go very literal with it.
Speaking of vague and becoming more specific and literal with things, do you feel like, and this poke really solidified it for me, do you feel like that the further we get into the Pokedex, the more the Pokedex entries for that poke become specific and they're really narrow about like a gimmick for that poke?
Yeah, it's very specific to certain experiences. And if we take it back to the example of, you know, we have our young trainers out there working on this, if these are supposed to be rarer or further in the decks, maybe it's that less trainers see them.
Or more experienced trainers who know what they're talking about.
That they're talking about one very specific thing that they noticed, and so there just isn't as much like generalized data on them.
Oh, also, I lied. I have three things. Real quick, the beta.
three more things.
Yeah. Three more. No. In the beta, it was originally called Nye for NY, which was a reference to New York's polluted air.
Yep, take that.
Yeah, that's pretty harsh. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about for Coughing before we get into cards?
No, he's a cool little purple guy.
Well, share cards with me then for this cool little purple guy.
All right, so first of all, pretty much every Coughing card looks like it's sneaking out a fart, which I think is important.
Yeah,
they all have that face, like a "did I do that" kind of face.
Like if they put like if it was still making that face and they had it like stick the one finger
exactly
up,
like
to the corner of its mouth, just one finger, like There's a lot of cards, by the way. There's a lot of
tons and
cards.
Tons of Coughing cards. The Expedition one is pure terror. Usually I bring up Expedition because I like it, but this is horrific. I mean, I hate to, you know, continuously bring it back to SpongeBob, but it reminds me of when, you know, they do like that quick pano frame, like when Squidward says, "Do I look serious?" And then they do a close up on his face and it's too realistic.
100%. And it's the same story for the Expedition one for Weezing.
Yeah, that it's just a little too wrinkly and realistic.
I felt like both of those, the Coughing and the Weezing, it looks like every single Reddit thread where an artist goes, "What if Pokemon was super real and super dark?
What if it was real?"
So the antithesis of what the entire point of it is.
It's supposed to be fictional and fun, but go off. It would look like a balloon. It's a purple balloon.
And the only... Do you have any other...
Yes, anyways. I just wanted to bring up Shining Fates because we got our... shiny Coughing.
I think I have one of those, actually. The only one I made a note of, I love the cartoon art for the Team Rocket card.
They did these for a few of them. They don't really form a scene together, but you can tell they were done by the same artist, that they all have that super blocky, abstract, kind of cool look to them.
Well, number 110, Weezing. It is the poison gas Pokemon again. It is also a poison type. This is officially our final poison type.
So sad.
And do you remember what we just talked about for like the last 25-30 minutes about Coughing?
No.
Oh, well.
So I can go ahead and...
So rewind that and just say times two.
Now hold on, because first of all, Weezing has tusks and eyebrows.
Tusks, those are... I was about to say teeth, but I guess it's kind of the same thing.
It's teeth, but they stick out of his mouth, so it reminds me of a boar or something.
This is a perfect example of Gen 1 of... just add more.
It's Gen 1-ification of Pokemon. We took one, we now have
fully support it.
More than one. I mean, this one is connected by a weird gross thing, and I do like that this one is asymmetrical because this one kind of represents... like a mutation instead of just, you know, Magneton, they just come together, they link. Diglett is, you know, a few of them standing together, but this is just a mutation.
In what you just said, I have a few comments. Number one, you were talking about the weird, awkward Weezing elbow.
Strange appendage.
Talk to your doctor if you also suffer from Weezing elbow. there's no references to that elbow bulb spot in any of the Pokedex entries.
We never hear about that weird little thing. Because also, I figured if you turned it around, it would have a little face.
Oh, you think it's like a secret Magneton or Dugtrio situation?
Yeah, I would have wanted it because we see so many that have three heads. I would have wanted this to be a three-headed one. At least with one tiny little eye on there.
You wanted it to be a threesome Weezing?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody loves a good Weezing threesome.
Yes, the old mutated threesome.
In my headcanon, I am going to say I think all of the central nervous system and again, the internal systems that we were talking about are actually located in that little nubbins.
Yeah, like this thing managed to put all of its organs into that one little spot. That's where they are.
A lot of the other ones we talked about, Dodrio or Magneton, it talked about the different creatures when they come together and how the nervous system, they fight with each other or they all get along or they're symbiotic. It just states in Red and Blue, where two kinds of poison gases meet, two coughings fuse into a Weezing over many years.
Yeah, there's nothing more than that, that this is just a mutation. Because also, I thought I was going to finally get a for real reproduced by budding. I really thought that this was one that's coming off of the other, but it is not. I can't even say it because this is simply, a coughing that forms with another coughing, I assume against its own will. They get stuck
together. Going back to coughing, they do both kind of look like they're not enjoying it.
No, but neither of them are having a good time with this. Like, coughing was doing great.
Non-consensual Weezing threesome.
No, they're not happy there.
Going back to coughing slightly, is that insinuating that coughings are attracted to different gases?
I guess so, because it does say, I'm reading through, because they say it's like it's different types of gases that are mixing, right? So
correct.
I don't know. Maybe certain regional Weezings, like different realms of stink.
You mean different regional coughings?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Different regional coughings are drawn to various stinks of the world. And then so that it would take two different ones to fuse and make a Weezing.
And put all of their organs and brains and everything in their little Weezing elbow.
Yeah, they share it now.
Listener, I just need you to know that every time I say Weezing elbow, I am shaking my elbow violently in the camera.
The studio, yeah.
You mentioned coughings of two different sizes. I would also like to read a Pokedex entry. Shocking.
Oh, go ahead.
Gold Deck states, if one of the twin coughings inflates, the other one deflates. It constantly mixes its poison gases. Okay.
I saw that. Blew my mind.
You ever take a balloon? And if you squeeze it back and forth, it'll shove the air and inflate. I immediately pictured a coughing like one face gets really big and the other gets really small. Like, we're only seeing a snapshot of it. It would actually be like...
I had never pictured them this way. I just figured there was a big one and a small one. I never would have thought that you could squeeze them and make the other one the big one.
But here's a weird design thought. Speaking of,
I'd be doing that all day.
Listener, that's the sound of me
squeezing your Weezing.
I got to go find my wife and see if she minds if I squeeze her Weezings real quick. Weird design question. Do you think it would have been fun? What if they had, like, one of them had, like, a fun face and the other had a sad face and, like, I could see this being in more of a modern generation, similar to a more Pico, where depending on if the air is inflating one of them or the other, it like has a different personality or something.
That would have been such a sweet gimmick. So the Galarian Weezing, getting ahead of myself, that it's a poison and a fairy type. It would be so cool if one side was the poison, one side was the fairy, and there was like a condition that it met that it would inflate the other.
Yeah. Sorry, that was really loud. One side, like, puts out pollution and the other side takes in pollution and puts out clean air.
And then you could even see
like
it,
that.
Like, kind of, you know, honking back and forth.
Squeezing the Weezings.
Squeezing Weezings.
Dude, there's nothing better than squeezing Weezings and pounding boulders.
Yeah, Pokemon is full of simple pleasures.
Oh, if you really want a simple pleasure, you got a Spanky the Manky.
Well, if your ape's primed. Anyway, so we were talking triplets. So I actually did find a dex about triplets because, so I guess they are confirming that this is just two little dudes. So the Gen 4, all of the dexes have the same one. It says it grows by feeding on gases released by garbage. Though very rare, triplets have been found. I would love to see a triplet wheezing.
Black and White also references the triple wheezing, and I was really shocked that there's never been any instance of that actually.
We never once got a triple wheezing, not in the manga, not in the anime.
Maybe it's like an urban legend or like one of those weird things. Like
it's a Pika Blue.
That's the Pokemon universe thing of like everybody in middle school running around talking about like Marilyn Manson having his rib removed so he can spanky his own manky.
This is the equivalent of that. That the kids would walk around saying, you know, there are triple wheezing sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. Might all be on a slightly different scale.
Slightly.
I was trying to think of a more appropriate example of like.
That's the only one that really comes to mind.
Or like if you know the teacher doesn't show up to class after 10 minutes, like we're all legally allowed to leave or something.
That's like the college rule. You give it 15 minutes, and yeah, you're legally allowed to leave.
But the college rule is just don't even go.
See, I mean, you're paying to be there. You don't have to do anything. So.
I think that's really all I have for bio info for wheezing. I mean, it's just
kinda,
two coughings.
Kind of the same. I have to at least bring up the French name this time because the French name is Smogogo. And this is a pun off of Smog a Gogo, which is just smog galore in French.
Do you ever put on your Smogogo boots before you go out?
You got to put on your Smogogos. So that you can go find your Smogogo.
These would have been a pretty solid choice in game.
I didn't know because I played yellow and these were evil, apparently. But I don't know. I didn't think that they had great stats. It had good enough defense, but there are so many poison types.
I was just about to ask.
Wouldn't you rather use Gengar or even just Haunter, not even an evolved?
Have you ever used a purely poison type poke?
The only time that I did was as a gimmick, which is it was a shiny Seviper. I used it because it looks cool. It was not good. It was simply because it looks cool. You know, you get a shiny and you want to use it.
I mean, shiny Seviper is like peak 90s, like Halloween.
That's awesome.
Look, so
I have never thought to myself, I need to seek out a poison type. Now you need poison coverage because you need to be able to hit fairy type, but that's pretty much it. You just need the coverage.
Steel.
Yeah, you could just use steel.
I don't know. Poison to me has always been like very much a secondary type.
It's a bonus typing. There's a lot of types that are bonus types, and I wouldn't use primary poison type.
What's another example of a type that's a bonus type?
I would say flying is usually a bonus type, even though it's such an incredible typing.
Yeah, all right. I'll classify those together.
I'd even say fighting is a bonus type because you don't usually want a pure
that's
fighting
actually,
type.
I mean, that usually you want as secondary to something like electric type in your poke and, you know, to have adorable giant arms and be small. And
yeah. Or you can have it be flying type and have it be a freaking land Zapdos.
Well, that's just two of what you're calling secondary types.
Two secondary types makes one good regular type.
It just makes one great poke.
Yeah, now this is just pretty good.
All right, last note I have for it. In the beta, Weezing was LA or LA for Los Angeles' polluted air. Again.
Double dunking on the U.S.
Yeah, seriously.
Thanks a lot.
Got him.
East coast to west, motherfucker.
Wow, your whole piece of crap country is polluted.
We gotcha. Yeah, well, everybody's polluted.
Any anime or manga stuff you want to share for this guy specifically?
We're 100% in the decks where we're just talking repeats, so I will only touch on this briefly, but this first appeared in episode 31, Dig Those Diglett, which we have discussed.
Diglett dig, Diglett dig.
Yes, this is the one where the Diglets are messing with the construction site and the construction team is trying to pay people to get rid of them. This is a weird one because Team Rocket wants their pokes to evolve so they can battle more people and steal better Pokemon. So they actually research what it takes to make a Pokemon evolve. And they learn that Pokemon evolve with experience. And they're like, well, we've been with our Pokemon for quite some time. So Jesse and James hug their Pokemon and they're crying because they might miss Koffing and Ekans as they once were. The tears cause these Pokemon to evolve. Team Rocket gets all the touching moments from all this, this whole series. They're
more, every time you share something about the show, I'm like, I kind of like Team Rocket more.
They're
than
way
Ash.
Better. They're well researched. They battle things for real and catch them and then use them on their team.
And they all have like tragic backstories.
Very tragic. Yeah, they have good character development. Their Pokemon evolved from experience. Isn't that crazy? Instead of just willpower.
And tears, apparently.
Well, that's the anime part of it. You gotta...
Why didn't they just start smashing B?
Isn't that to make them not evolve?
Yeah, if they didn't... You said they were going to miss them in their current form.
Oh, I didn't miss them that much.
Oh, all right.
They're still evil. I still want them to evolve.
All right, let's wrap it up with a couple cards. We kind of talked about... There was only one card I had specifically, and that was Expedition.
Overly realistic... Yeah, real world wheezing.
Much to your note about coughing, always having the "did I do that" face. Koga's wheezing is definitely the most guilty of looking like it just let out the biggest burp.
Yeah, it really, really feeling it in the aftershock there, and also the very trippy background on that one too.
But there are no.
The other coughing is fed up with it too.
There are no... Yeah, you think the other coughing is, like, really polite and, like, prim and proper, and it's like, God, yeah, this guy again.
He's just, like, had it with the bullshit.
There is not a single EXV, GX, Shiny, any, like, special cards to this thing at all.
There was a Plasma Storm one that I brought it up just because I wasn't really collecting the cards or playing around this time. I just thought it was weird that they all had blue backgrounds. To show that they were with Team Plasma.
I had a couple of the Plasma decks. They were so weird. I had like a Jolteon Plasma deck at the time, and it was just like... I feel like that gimmick was even shorter lived than Battle Styles.
Well, I see what they were going for, that they wanted... Like how Team Rocket got different looking cards they wanted Plasma to, but it works for Team Rocket because... They're badass.
Did you notice the name of the attack on that one?
Smog Bank?
Yeah,
I'm putting that one in the Smog Bank.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, that's upsetting. Well, speaking of upsetting, I want to bring up a few Pokebodies on these. If you take a look at Team Rocket Returns, its Pokebody is Methane Leak.
Oh, so, put that in the old Smog Bank for later.
Put that in the Smog Bank. And then Delta Species Pokebody is just Body Odor.
Oh, my God.
It's not even the gas. It's the wheezing itself. They're like, you need a bath, man.
It's been a little too much time at the Magic Tournament.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
All right. Share with me your thoughts for the family as a whole before we wrap things up here.
All right, this will come off as a very probably out of left field take because coughing for me is one of the best designs of Gen 1.
What?
I do not think that it's strong, and wheezing is not very good, and also I cannot explain why I like it so much, but looking at coughing, I think this is just one of my favorite designs, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I like the smiley face. Like the skull, like that it's purple. These are very basic reasons, but this is a great design.
I'm willing to accept a difference between the two. And you say this is one of your favorite designs.
Yes.
Is it a favorite design just in terms of styling, but still not a favorite poke? Or is it both?
That's what's so hard about it. This for me is a proto Tadbulb for me, in that I cannot really explain to you what makes this design so good, but it's just very cute and fun.
Well. When you put it in terms of Tadbulb, I've never been more sympathetic.
I've got no explanation for you. It's not good. Wheezing is not very cool, and it doesn't have any good attacks. And I've never used it, so I can't even say that. But looks pretty cool, and it might even be because it looks like Ghastly.
Do you like specifically coughing and your meh towards wheezing, or both of them?
No, coughing itself is the good one for me. Coughing is some peak design right there.
Belly bolt or whatever it's called. Fine, whatever. But Tadbulb.
See, exactly. So,
perfection.
Instantly recognizable because of its role in Team Rocket. But I do think that this is technically a world-building Pokemon because it just shows the effect that humans have on the world within the game.
I would agree.
Same with the other, like, various pollution-type Pokemon, like how you find Voltorb in the factories and stuff like that.
I have a counter-argument both to your favoritism of it and a counter-argument to your... And also, I have a counter argument to your concept of it being world building. I don't disagree that it with either of those, but in the past we've discussed wife reactions.
Okay.
To
yes.
pokes.
Did you get one?
I did, because I told my wife, the lady Mama Pokedex Pathfinder. I don't know what we're going with for her name. I'm pretty sure I've said it on here multiple times, but whatever. Yeah. I was like, tell me my wife about wheezing. That was the greatest Borat voice I've ever heard.
Borat and Mario going on. Yeah.
I told my wife we were going to be talking about coughing and wheezing. And she goes, oh, well, isn't that the family that everyone just kind of doesn't like?
Yeah, no, for sure. 100%. It is smelly. We always had an association with it being a bad guy. So I think any of those three, we are always associated with being like, ew, no. No to those. So yes.
That's one of the other things I wanted to point out with. I agree it is in itself a world-building poke. But because of the use with Team Rocket, I think it is also kind of a character and a villain.
It got characterized, yeah. Definitely had as much of a role on the show as Pikachu did. So
there's a Venn diagram going on there of world building pokes and people pokes and coughings in that little football in the middle.
It's the same thing that happened to Meowth, that because one Meowth talks, it made most of us think that all Meowths talk. I think the same thing happens here, that yes, you think that they are all villainous because a villain has one.
To your point of it being a bad guy poke and used by Team Rocket and everything, though, I don't like coughing and wheezing.
That's fair.
I don't like the name. I don't like the look.
The name's great.
I don't like to use them in game. However, in a weird way, that makes me like the family more. I know this sounds very counterintuitive,
it's just like Grimer and Muk. You are supposed to not like them.
Correct.
They are heels, like in wrestling. They are the heel.
That's a perfect way of putting it. I can really appreciate, just like the actor for the wrestling. Well, no acting, because wrestling is completely real. Yeah. But the wrestler themselves, you can appreciate a very good nemesis. I can appreciate when something, I don't like it by design, and that makes me like it more.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a freaking skull and crossbones on it. This was meant to be a bad guy.
It just makes me like, gross.
This isn't to me like...
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, this isn't like executor execute, where you're just like, I feel like something's off. This was intentionally to make you say, yuck.
Which I support. And also, it's kind of got that like 90s grossness factor thing that was definitely popping up for a while.
Yeah, we were all about things being disgusting back then.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for coughing and wheezing.
And coming up next, we're going to talk about the other side of the coin, Galarian wheezing in Viva La Evolution. It's time for another installment of Viva La Evolution. In this segment, we discuss all temporary transformations, from Megas to Gigantamax and anything else Pokemon might come up with. Today, we are discussing Galarian Weezing, and that's it, and another special Evolution Smackdown, which at this point feels like it will never be a Smackdown again. So, I probably have to change it.
You know, I guess we could do a regional Smackdown for the birds. We're going to have to figure out how that episode's going to work.
You know, back in my day, they used to have different types of forms. We used to have Galarian, we'd have G-Max, you know, we'd have all these different ones. But
we got like 8 years before the bird, so we're good. Galarian Weezing, this thing's a bong, right?
Oh, I thought that this was Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
So when two Doug Dimmadomes are attracted by two Dimmsdale Dimmadomes...
It definitely seems like Doug Dimmadome fused with a bong, because it's got the green around it, and then it's got smoke coming out of the top.
The legend around this one is that it takes in polluted air and puts out clean air.
Yeah.
Why is it still a poison type?
They didn't think hard enough about that aspect. I feel like that was one where they forced a story where they didn't have to, because first of all, the design is baffling, but then it makes sense when you start to think about it, that this is like supposed to be a smokestack. And it's a reference to that smog and pollution in Victorian era London. So I love that.
It's a good combination.
It already makes sense. They didn't have to do all of that.
It's a good combination of like that style with the big top hats and the facial hair. Mm. I'm getting a cover of Animals by Pink Floyd vibes.
Nice. Yeah, definitely. No, but they should have just leaned into that. They should have just said, you know, the air in Galar has been polluted for so long that Pokemon kept their old-timey style. I don't know. Something like that.
But if it's feeding pollution, putting out clean air, I think it would have been cooler to change this one to be just fairy type instead of fairy. And the fairy type I get. It's a sprinkle cleaning fairy. Like, I'm fine with that.
And also fairies in folklore of England anyway. It makes sense, like, within the various contexts.
By this logic, every other poke is the typing of what it eats.
Well, you are what you eat, even in the Pokemon world.
I have to ask you then, as somebody who I have now found out, we will be stopping the podcast since you're a massive coughing and wheezing fan. No, since you're a big coughing and wheezing fan, what's your take on the changes to this regional variant?
I was both baffled and delighted when I first saw this design, because first of all, I thought this was fake, because I've seen, you know, fake Pokemon designs that are better than this, you know, just kind of putting that out there, because this looks like you just kind of drew a hat and a little beard onto coughing. It looks almost like a doodle. But that being said, it was so out of left field that I really liked it. This was very funny.
You think it's like just weird enough to work?
Yeah, like it's so off and it's so strange. It so obviously can't exist in nature that it really is working for me.
Anything else you wanted to talk about for it? I mean,
it's hard to comment on because they
almost didn't change it enough.
They didn't do enough. They put a hat on it. Even in the Shield Dex, it doesn't have enough backstory. The Dex says, long ago, during a time when droves of factories fouled the air with pollution, Weezing changed into this form for some reason.
Cool.
Like, no. This should have said, like, this was the form in jolly old England times, because I know that's what they're trying to say.
Give me a rating. How many bong rips?
Oh, I was going to go by fart, but I could do bong rips as well. So,
all right.
I wouldn't necessarily say that this is an improvement, but it is very funny. And it does make me want to use Weezing because it's got the typing. I don't like that it doesn't have a backstory. It has a cool design, but they gave it no real backstory. So 7 out of 10 farts/bong rips for me.
I am going to give this one, I'll give it your ranking then. I'll give this one I'm going to give it 5.5 farts out of 10.
That's fair.
This is one of those pokes where at first glance, it's funny. I don't dislike it. It doesn't add enough to make it worth a completely different design or a regional variant to me. It feels like a little bit of lost potential with coughing and wheezing, which is a family base around pollution. This is, you know, okay, fine. We got the smokestacks, but like they're just top hat. It's clever, but it's just not enough.
This is one where when they teased it, I'm like, oh yeah, oh, I got to use this thing. It's so funny. But that's kind of where it ends. You know, then you're like, well, I don't really want to put in the work to actually make this Pokemon. I guess it doesn't even take that much, but you know, I filled out the Dex, but by the time we're doing it, you know, there's other fairy types, there's other poison types.
It's funny up front, but there's not a lot of it's all flash and no substance.
That's right.
Well, that's gonna wrap it up for you. Got anything else to add?
No, just put that in the smog bank and we can move on.
All right, well, that's gonna wrap it up for episode 49, where we talked about 109 coughing and 110 wheezing. Again, follow us on the new Discord and come join us, talk about all your favorite Pokemon theories and weird thoughts that you have about what we talked about in the episode. Tell us how wrong Andy is for liking coughing and wheezing.
You can like coughing. It's totally fine.
I don't really like coughing. Normally, I'll just like have a lozenge or something.
Oh, I love coughing. I won't take any medicine. So that I can be like this Pokemon that I really like.
The doctor asked me if I've had any wheezing recently, and I was like, God, I would never use that in a game.
No, I don't have any wheezing. One last thing while these credits are rolling. The shiny is sepia tone of Galarian wheezing, which is fun.
You know, I didn't even notice that.
Old timey.
I like it.
Days of yore. Yeah, so anyways, yeah, don't be stinky in our Discord. Post fun memes and give us a shout.
That's going to do it. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
And we'll catch you on the next one.
See you.